You can.
Yes, you are chairperson.
You are now, but.
Audible, let's chair. Can you pick me up?
Yes, chairperson, we can hear you.
Are we forming a quorum, Shirin?
Yes, chairperson, they think in the meeting.
Are we? Are we correcting? Shirin?
Yes, chairperson, we are.
Who's this Becky that has got the name Becky without a surname? Are you aware of this person?
It's Mr. Hadebe.
So this day is only Becky. He doesn't have a surname. And he's not responding. I've been asking who's this person. Are you sure it's him?
Okay.
I will also check. We do also have a Peggy in the department, our CFO. I will just phone and check if it's him and ask him to put his name in.
And I will just phone Mr. Khadebe also quickly, just to make double sure.
Who's the meeting administrator, if I may ask?
Richard. Amanda.
So who's Becky?
We are quickly checking, Chair.
I'm told my network is very bad. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Chair.
Okay. I think we form a quorum. Only we need to start with our meeting.
Sorry, Chairperson, the Becky that's logged into the platform is not Mr. Hadebe. He'll be joining us shortly as he was in the SCOPA meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, colleagues, I think I need to welcome you so that we start with our meeting. The agenda item for today is for us to adopt the report. I think that's the agenda for today. We also have a set of minutes that we need to also adopt. Shirin could have sent you, she has been sending a minute immediately a day after our meetings. You could have those set of meetings. I'd ask her to just do a schedule so that we then adopt these minutes and then we proceed. Can I confirm the attendance of the colleagues and deal with the apologies at my disposal? The apologies that I'm having from the minister, they're in the National Command Council. then she won't be attending the meeting today. Honorable Mandy Nkosi Mabika is still also on sick leave. She won't be able to attend the meeting. The apology of the digital profile. Yes, that's basically the apologies that I'm having at my disposal. I wonder if we have any progress on the Honorable Show, who has been sick for quite some time now. Let me confirm the presence of the members who are in our midst. It's Honorable Hadewe is in now with Becky Hadewe. Honorable Celeste Brink. Yes, Brink is here. Honorable Bulkhanya Kesa. Do I omit anyone? None.
Chairperson.
Honorable Kornewald.
Jefferson, you've breaken up. I don't know if you did recognize me.
I did.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, did you recognize me?
Honorable, I did that.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Sure. Okay, then I think we need to start. Shireen, can we get the report on the screen quickly? I think this report was sent to us 2 weeks ago, the day we finished with the CRL APPs, if I'm not mistaken. And I'll consider it as read. Then do we have corrections? Go back. Page 2, at the end, start with the MISA, then let's go down page 3. On MISA, anything you want to raise on MISA? Then continue with page 3, we go to the Department of Traditional Affairs. Proceed to page 4. Proceed. Then 2.4 starts at page 4, is the Municipal Demarcation Board. You can page.
Maybe the chair needs to restart her gadget because we can't pick her up now. She's breaking.
Members, morning. Chairperson is struggling to log in and she asked that Mr. Brink, you take over until she can log in again, please.
Sorry, Shireen, my own connection is very unstable. Can I ask one of the other members to perhaps nominate somebody to be the acting chairperson? Shireen?
Yes, we can do so. Anybody else that can take over while we wait for chairperson to log in, please.
Shireen, I'll propose that Derek will take whip off our whip takes chairperson.
Ms. Derek.
This one.
Okay, I hear the chairperson is back.
I'm back. I was still on page 5. We are already at the CRL Rights Commission now. Page 6. If need be, I think you need to push that page to 6, the cover 2.6. Push it down. Yes. So this is the CRL Rights Commission report up to page 8. look at the progress and the outstanding reports that DTA owes us. Then let's go to page 9. A lot of things that being still outstanding on our part. Proceed down. Committee observations. Number one deals with the demarcation board. 4.2 as well in relation to the demarcation board. 4.3 deals with Salda on page 10. 4.4 talks about the disjuncture between the improved municipal service delivery and the APP. 4.5, no best practices shared. 4.6, safety and security for traditional leaders. Then 4.7 is very critical that we have resolved to reject the presentation on DCOC on Communities Works Program as the answers provided by the accounting officer, the DG, were not satisfactory. The funding model for MISA is not optimal given the responsibility which the organization is expected to fulfill. Then on the CL Rights Commission, those 4.9 and 4.10, let's deal with the committee recommendations. I'm going to read them. First point one reads, the South African Local Government Association must revisit its promise to the committee in relation to the review of the local government legislation and policy, including the white paper on local government. First point two, the Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency, not agent, must re-examine its funding model to ensure that it is aligned to the responsibility expected of the organization. Both the Departments of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs must henceforth take the committee's reporting request seriously and provide the required information within the stipulated time frame. There are too many outstanding reports from these two departments. The CRL Rights Commission must work on sharpening its communication department to ensure that its voice is audible when it comes to condemning the violation of the rights of religious and cultural communities. Within 3 weeks of the publication of this report, the CRL Rights Commission, the word omitted rights there on 5.5, must finish the committee with a report explaining its role and relevance in relation to the district development model. 5.6, the CRL Rights Commission must immediately finish the committee with the actual timeframes in relation to the process of amending the CRL Rights Act to address some of the identified impediments to the optimal fulfillment of its mandate. Then that's it. So the report has to be considered Can I get a mover for the adoption of this report and the seconder to that effect? Who's moving for the adoption of the report?
I so move, Chair.
Honorable Mpumza has moved for the adoption of the report. Can I get a seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Prithika Avanchava has seconded the adoption of the report. Is there any objection? Means then the report is thus approved. Thank you so much, colleagues. Thank you so much. Can we then quickly move to the sets of minutes? Yeah, I mean, I need them to be adopted by 2 minutes. Yes, there we are. What's critical is the attendance. There was an apology of Honorable Hadewe. Honorable So was in a meeting, Chava, Mpumza, Chairperson, Direko. Then we had an apology of Honorable Brink. Honorable Space was in the meeting. Honorable Sheza, Honorable Mkalipi. Go down to page 2. Honorable Forneva, there was an apology of Princess Bitalezi. And opening of companies proceed to the next page. The resolutions directed that the National Department of Cooperative Governance, the COC, and then COCSTA in Limpopo and Mopani District to form a working group to facilitate in resolving the matters between the Greater Giani Local Municipality and Masangasta Group of Companies and report back to the committee on its progress within a month. The committee should have a meeting to discuss the broader issue on local economic development. And then the Greater Guiana will form part of this discussion. The meeting was adjourned. Can I get a mover in the second of this minute, please, colleagues? Any mover for the minutes?
Okay.
Honorable Mpumza moves. Honor, seconder, please.
I
see the end of Honorable. It's Honorable, please, seconding.
Yes.
Then the. Any objection to the adoption of the minutes? None. Then the minutes are thus adopted. Can we get to the minutes of the 17th of February, Mohala Kwena petition? in attendance, the same group of colleagues. We Mpumza, Apology, Hadebe, to Pritika Avanchava, Apology of Honorable Brink, Honorable Spies, Apology of Honorable Mabika, Honorable Kleza in attendance, Honorable Mkalip in attendance, Apology of Princess Bitelezi, and Honorable Khomevaz in attendance. Go down. That you are editing on bullet number 4, you can see there's a blue thing that you need to deal with it. Page 2. Then we move into page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Resolution, the meeting could not be concluded due to time constraints. A follow-up meeting will be scheduled for Wednesday, 24 February. The petitioners leveled direct allegations of maladministration, corruption, and fraud against the Mukhalagwena local municipality, Waterberg this municipality, as well as the Kokstad Limpopo. Written responses on this allegation must be submitted to committee by 22nd of March, February 2021 at 12 noon. The meeting adjourned at half past 10 in the evening. Can I get him over in the second of this minute, please?
Direko Chair.
Honorable Direko Moos.
Baba
Chair. And then seconded by Kava. Any objection to the minutes being adopted?
Chairperson.
Honorable Kornevat.
Chairperson, I don't have an objection. I just want to find out in terms of the committee's processes and procedures, those reports have been asked on until a such time that they must hand it in. How can we make sure that it is handed in to the committee? If I'm not out of order.
The difference is old minutes. If you would consider the following up meeting, those reports will ended in. Because this is that they were ended in the next meeting, we consider them. It's just that these are old minutes that you are dealing with. But there are those, like you're indicating, that have not been handed over, that the secretariat, remember you proposed in the past, let's have a register, submission register. At yes, some sir. Point, I think post this, we need to sit down, take all those minutes, weigh in. The matter has been ongoing. We take against what, like, we are from oversight last week. From today, we should be starting to receive to be receiving those reports as us. I think today we should receive the one from the district of Janala. Tomorrow for the next district, it was Ngakamodiri. And then after tomorrow, it will be Dr. RSM. And then the following day, it will be Dr. KK. And immediately when they are received, Shirin, they have got the responsibility to send them to the committee members. But then
you're breaking up.
You also have a register so that you are able to have a kit with that document. Because you see, as we were adopting the reports on the department, there's so many of them. Honorable Khunevat, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Chairperson. I think you're breaking up, or it's on my side. But I couldn't hear you clearly, but I did hear what you're saying. So thank you for that, Chairperson. The register will help, especially with, because we had a meeting with Matlisana, and Matlisana didn't even respond to the questions in writing as asked. And in terms of the oversight, when we got there, we didn't have answers from them. So I just want to make sure, Chair, but if there's a register, then I appreciate it.
That register be shared with us, like when we meet next week, we need to get that register based on our oversight, who comply, who didn't comply. It's very key. That's how we should start our meetings moving forward. Because there are those that is legate away with this to say they don't submit. And then we need to discuss also on the consequence of non-submission. Agreed? Having said that, can we move to the next set of minutes, please? Those are the minutes of the 24th of February, briefing by SALGA on small town regeneration program. The colleague that has been in the meeting has reflected. Honorable Direko Mpumza, Khadebe, Klooz, Taban, Chava, Brink, both Spice, Peace, Mabika, Kalipi, Keza, Butelezi, and Groeneveld. It was a full house meeting. Then page 2 of the minutes. The discussions there. Page 3 of the minutes. And the response by the Mbapela is there. Let's move to page 4. The resolutions. The small town regeneration program to be incorporated in the district development model. DCOG should submit a profile of all political champions in the DDM and the progress of the work done by them. DCOG must submit a report on all intervention programs implemented for the improvement of service delivery. Members will attend the SALGA Small Town Regeneration Conference on 18 to 19 March. The committee will call a joint meeting with PC on small business development, trade and industry, rural development, land and agriculture, economic development, and tourism to discuss the small town regeneration project. Committee should look also including the National House of Traditional Leaders and the South African Cities Network on the discussion of the small town regeneration. The meeting was adjourned at 12:55 noon, midday to 1:25 to 1. Those are the minutes. Can we get the mover in the second of the minutes?
The request moving, Chair.
Adoption. Thank you so much, Honorable Pratikaba. Any other one who's got a different view on the adoption? Yay. Okay, I consider the minutes as adopted by the committee. Can we move to the next set of minutes? Those are the minutes of the 24th of February. So this is the continuation of the Mogalakwena petition. Those are the members that were present. Then the resolution. They will finish the committee with the progress on section 109B intervention in Mkalakwena by Friday, by 5th March. After receipt of the report of the committee, we'll have a follow-up meeting where a way forward will be presented. So those are the issues that out of this meeting, Shirin, you then have to do a register and tell us which ones were complied with, which ones were not complied with, because we still owe that follow-up meeting on the 1391B intervention in Mkalakwena, the progress of that effect thus far. The meeting adjourned at 10 to 11 p.m. And I get to move in the second of this minute.
Did I go move, Che?
The record is can I get the second for the am I waiting to get I'm still waiting for a second.
Second chair. You are breaking up, so sorry. Use I second chair.
Thank you so much. Any objection? Minutes, please. Next set of minutes, please. Second of all, the state of municipalities in the Dr. Ruth Skomosi Mompati district. Shirin? Can we have the next set of minutes, please? Colleagues, can you hear me?
Yes, Jay, we can hear you. I can hear you.
But I'm waiting for the set of minutes. They're not coming. What's going on? Shirin, where are the set of minutes? Amanda.
Yes.
I'm asking where the next set of minutes. Let's proceed. Members present. Direkom Pumza Hadebeto Avanchava brings peace. Apology of Mabika Mkalipi Keza Kunevaj. Let's move to the next page. Okay, proceed. The issues that Honorable Groeneveld was raising, these are the municipalities that we visited now last week. The other issues of concern is the inconsistency of the information is provided to us. They tell you this today, tomorrow they tell you other things. Then Cogstar will interact with the district on VBS matter, and they are contradicting reports and make the report available to the committee by 5th March. Cogstar will provide committee with a progress report on the processing of the AFS and annual report of Naledi. Dr. Ruth Sihomotse Mompati district will respond to all questions raised in writing. Reschedule a meeting with the provincial COCTAR to discuss the status of Dr. Ruth Mompati Sihomotse district. Challenge of experts sent seconded to municipality as part of intervention being appointed to municipality sometime without the necessary qualifications and not improving the situation in the municipalities must be addressed. MEC should intervene in the situation in Kakisano Mulopo, local municipality as a matter of agency. CFO of Likwa Timane must submit a report to the committee on the dispute between them and the district municipality around the 294 million rand summons from the Department of Water and Sanitation for the provision of bulk water, as well as the report on the landfill site by Thursday 4 March. Mamusa local municipality will have a follow-up meeting on the appointment of MM with the committee where she'll present the progress information. Failing to the committee will look at the what measures to take against the municipality. Follow-up with DRSM. This 2021, the meeting adjourned at 1 a.m. the 3rd of March 2021. Any more?
If there's no, I will move
that this minute.
We move, Chair.
Seconded, Chair.
I will go to ANC. I will move among my political parties.
Any moved by Honorable Kunevaj, seconded by Honorable Mkalipi, by Honorable Mkalipi. Yes, that's what you want. Next, thank you, Freedom Plus, EFF for supporting the move. Naturally, being Honorable Hadel was
your network, Jay.
It's terrible, I agree. I think I'm being bewitched here.
I thought it's me. Even my network is not good here today.
I'm in Gauteng. I know when I'm in Venda, I don't have challenges.
We are too much. Network is too much in Gauteng.
It doesn't look like. Present. Direko, Mpumza, Hadebe, Kavanchava, Tohu, Brinks, Peace, Apology of Madika, Nkalipi, Kaiza, Apology of Princess Buthelezi, and Kurneval was present. Next page. Next page. Resolution, can I get the Amatole District Municipality will need to come back to the committee on the set date to continue with the engagements. Mover and seconder of the minutes. Can I get a mover, please?
I move, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mkalipi. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Thank you. Any objection? Seconded by Honorable Pritika Vanchava. Thank you, colleagues. The minutes are thus approved. Thank you. Set of minutes is the minutes of the 9th of March engagement with the State of Municipality in Lijele Kutswa District. Free State, present, Direko Mpumza, Hadebe, Tlohutla, Avanchava, Brinks, Peace, Apology of Madika, present, Mukalipi, Kaiva, Princess Buthelezi, and then Kurneval. Resolution, committee will schedule a meeting with DCOG and all municipalities that is disputed with ESCOM to get a perspective on how DCOG have intervened on the situation. DCOG must brief the committee on the deployment of the DDM champions, their terms of reference and the impact of the district that they're championing. NALA local will respond to questions raised by the committee in writing. The committee will afford the municipality time to brief it when the mayor has recovered. Tswelopele should have a council meeting to reverse the resolution to put the mayor on indefinite leave. The council must then follow the procedures as set out in legislation if they want to suspend the mayor. Tukulugo local should respond to the committee questions in writing by 12 March 2021. The committee will schedule a follow-up meeting with Tswelopele and Tukulugo in the next time. This is the right time to discuss progress made on the issues raised. Lijele Kutswa District Municipality will also be invited to this meeting to make a presentation on the structure support it provides to the local municipalities within the district. The meeting again, you're working forward your agenda quarter past 1 a.m. the following day. Started the meeting on a Tuesday, you ended on a Wednesday morning. Yo, you are hectic, colleagues. Move in, second. Moving. Can I get a second?
We second, Chair.
You have moved. You are not seconding. You're
yes,
moving.
I'm moving, Chair. Sorry.
I second. Hadebe, second.
Yes, we can hear you. You are here, Honorable Hadebe, today. Seconded.
Thank you, Chair.
Anyone who has got a different view? Then at least now Shirin is moving as well. She's proactive. It's Uthukela district. The date is as put there. Present Direko Mpumza, Adewe, Klavancha, Matou, Brings Peace, Mabika's apologies, assistant, Kalipi, Kaza, Princess Buthelezi, Groenewald. Let's move. Resolution, the Inkosi Langalibalele municipality must draft a UIFW report and submit to the committee. I'm worried there was no deadline. You need to look at that. The above must also finish the committee with a report on how it managed to avoid retrenchments through the invocation of Section 189 of the Labor Relations Act. Again, colleagues, you adjourn this meeting at 20 to 1 a.m. But the following day as well. That's how hectic you can be. Any mover and seconder? I see the hand of Honorable Hadebe. Are you moving?
Yes, Chair. Hadebe, with an H, I move.
Oh, what a
Can I get a seconder? We must feel it's here today. Seconder, please, Mkalipi.
Seconded, Chair.
Seconded. Any objection?
I just wanted to check, Chair. It's not an objection. If we can the secretary go back to that to those resolutions, please.
Go back to the resolution, Shirin. It's on Uthukela district, eh?
Yes. Because first of all, you said that there is no time frame for the submission on the UIFW.
Yeah, we must. It's normally a week,
then
the calculation.
So I want
to adopt it was supposed to be submitted by. Can you get your calendar? Because normally I give them. I'm trying to check on my notes. It was the 10th of March, ne? Let me quickly check my notes. 10th of March. They were supposed to have submitted by the 15th of March. 15th of March, that's what my notes are telling me. Shirin? Can we write it there in those minutes?
Sorry, Chair. Stupid question. Please, are they also out of?
Then we are seconded by Kalipu Hika Date Submission Register that we are going to whether together. I missed you.
It was just a stupid question, Chairperson. I was wondering if they are aware of this date themselves in Ngosilavalbalele municipality.
They've been aware because when I'm checking my notes, I said that on that day. It was just our secretariat that missed the date. And they should be telling us because this date is past and gone. That's why I'm saying next week, if the secretariat, because believe it or not, they must follow up on our discussions so that they are able to do the, now that we have got two assistants, Amanda, can we task you to follow up on our discussions with this municipality time and again? When we say this must be submitted, you must assist Shirin because we've been informed that the committee,
noted, Chair.
The same thing happens to bullet to the deadline was in March. So those who registered as honorable must find a mechanism to be given that because we're being sent a lot of information. Then we
okay. Chair.
Thank you, colleagues. Yes, let's proceed. In attendance, it's Direko, Bumza. My apologies, I was still changing the gadgets, the network on my part. Then it's Direko, Bumza, Khademetlo, Kavanchava, Bring both peace, Mabika apology, both peace apology. Mkalipi was present and present, the apology of Princess Buthelezi. Can we proceed down up to recommend? Resolutions, that's the resolutions, oversight to the municipality, we've done that. The committee must invoke Section 15 of the Powers and Privileges Act. In our next meeting next week, we're going to do that. MEC should invoke Schedule 1 of the Local Government Municipal System Act. Then follow up questions in writing. The deadline should have been, the meeting agenda on 23:45. The deadline was supposed to be the 15th of March as well. 16th of March. 16th. Yes. Then can I have a mover and a seconder this minute? Mover and seconder, please, colleagues.
Baba, moving, Chair.
Baba, moving. I see. Seconder, please. Kaiser seconding. Direko, you came after Kaiser. Thank you, colleagues. Next set of minutes. Engagement with Francis Barth on the 16th of March. Present Direko, Hadebe. Apology. Mpumza was present. Kavanchava present. So present. Bring present. Peace present. Apology of Mabiga. Apology of Galipi. Keza present. Apology of Putelezi. And Hunebald present. Go down. And then the resolutions were all officials and political principals who did not honor the committee invitation will need to be summoned. Ne? The parliament at their own cost. I wonder when are we going to go there, but we still need to summon them. You know, with Sol Plaatje, I think we've been lied to. If you have seen the recent developments on Sol Plaatje, and then we need to reconvene them as well this term. The deadline for the report was the 19th of March. Can I get a mover and a seconder?
I move, Chair.
It's Honorable Brink, ne? Moving. Seconded by who?
Kaba, Chair.
Baba
seconding, Chair. Thanks.
Yes, then the next set of minutes. It's engagement with Tsukukune District and Direkom Pumza Hademeko Kavanchava Brink Speeds Mkalipi Kurnevas. With the apology of Mabika and can we go down, please, colleagues, to the resolutions? Resolutions, colleagues.
Only short
of time frames. Makutu March 2021 is there, all of them. Let's properly write Makutu Tamah correctly. There's a T between TA. Makuduta Tama. Makudu TA. Makudu Tama. There's an edge between the T and the A. Yes, there. Okay. The time frame there is the 18th of March in all these things. Honorable Kaiser. Yes, the meeting adjourned at the following morning. At 1 a.m. of the following day. That's the level of the commitment you have, colleagues. Mover and seconder.
I move.
There's a move. Seconder, please, colleagues.
Second, Chair, Baba.
Baba seconding. Thank you so much, colleagues. Next set of minutes. Is is the minute of the discussion of the 30th of March discussion on the cultural initiation. Colleagues, on this one, the president has made a commitment in the house, those of you who attended the house, that we must host a dialogue on cultural initiation, and we need to do it now in this term. We must find the date, Shirin. Then we have the ones that were present. It's Hadebe who apologized, and so, and Honorable Mavika apologized, and Princess Butelezi apologized. In our midst, we had Honorable Konevag, Kevikulu, Mkaliti, Teza, Spies, Brink, Direko, Mpumza, and Kawan Chama. To the resolution.
The chair is lost now. It's only me, colleague.
I'm here. Resolutions. The committee should be provided with a comprehensive report regarding the 13 initiated fatalities in the Eastern Cape, including the number of initiates that were discharged with injuries and support given to the bereaved families, as well as a report on consequence management in order to make sure that there is accountability on the matter. And then this information should reach the committee by end of business on 7 April 2021. The Eastern Cape Provincial Monitoring Task Team must come and brief the committee on the above. The National Prosecuting Authority, South African Police Service, and the Department of Health should also be part of this meeting. This is the meeting that we need to have now in this term. Can I get a mover and a seconder?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Spies, move up. Move seconder, please.
I second, Chair Kaba.
Honorable Kaba seconds. The next set of meetings should be engagement with National Treasury on non-delegated municipalities. Those are the minutes of the 31st of March, 2021. Present, let me deal with apologies first. Honorable Spies, Honorable Mabika. Can you go down? There can't be any, yeah. And Honorable Princess Butelezi. And the colleagues who were present is Honorable Khomevat, Honorable Feza, Honorable Mkaliti, Honorable Brink, Honorable Kavanchava, Honorable Sohu, Honorable Hateve, Honorable Pumsa, and Honorable Direk. Resolutions, please. Resolutions. When engaging with municipalities, the committee should consider inviting municipal audit committees to form part of the engagement. The committee should consider meeting with the group of MFMA advisors of National Treasury that assist provincial treasury. The committee will have a follow-up meeting with National Treasury on the issues of amalgamation. Free State Provincial Treasury to finish the committee by the end of Thursday, 1 April, with a report on the non-delegated municipality in the provinces. They did not have the chance to prepare a report. Gauteng, KZN, and Western KPTs will provide written responses to specific questions by Wednesday, 7 April. The meeting agenda at 23:20. Can we have a move? I move Chairperson Kaba.
Seconded by Hadebe.
Colleagues,
oh,
can I have a move and second?
Baba is moving, Chair. Hadebe seconded.
Yes, we have moved, Chair. The movers and the shakers have moved.
Seconder.
Yeah, Usha is struggling today.
Seconder.
It's Hadebe, Chair.
Hadebe with H seconded.
I love you. I've already noted you. Then this is the next step. I'm here. I've noted both of you. And we'll get to the next set of minutes. First of April 2021. That is 19 hours. Briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance on the turnaround programs from 2000 to 2020. Present Honorable Direko Mpumza, Hadebe, Kavanchava, Brink, Spies, Mkalipi, Teza, Kunevad, and apologies, Butelezi, Mabika, and so, yes, let's go to resolutions. Thank you. The committee did not take kind the attitude of the department's director for intervention and back to basics coordinator in the name of Mr. Loiso. His behavior was not in line with the decorum of a parliamentary committee meeting. But the committee accepted the DG's, we have accepted DDG for this apology in the meeting. And there was a commitment that the matter will be taken up with the Director General and the Minister. I'm glad that the G4C is in this meeting. I think he needs to then send us the progress on the matter in writing on the remedial actions that they've taken as a department. The committee is going to also engage with the Department of Cooperative Governance on the GDM on a quarterly basis to ensure vigilance and prevent repackaging of old initiatives. Related districts, not district, correct that? For of the DDM in this district. Shirin, where are you? I don't see you correcting because we need to adopt this meeting. I said the committee must call the second last bullet. The second last bullet. Districts, the piloted districts, not district. Yes. And then the committee must also engage SARGA to understand better its view on this district development matter. Can I get a mover in the second of this minute?
Mover.
kanjalo ngoba bathulile. I move chair uqaba.
Bathulile.
Awusibona
kuthi so move wena because bathulile.
Yeah.
And again the second kaba is there no second of the minute?
Second, Chair.
Thank you. The minute of the first of April that adopted. The next set of minutes is the minute for the meeting of the 6th of April. Briefing on the state of readiness for local government elections by the Independent Electoral Commission, Demarcation Board, South African Local Government Association, and the department. They are removed. I don't know. You don't know why have you removed the minutes? They were in, they are removed now. I don't know what is the reason. Shireen. Chair, we've lost you. My apologies. I'm here. I didn't unmute my microphone. My apologies. I was saying apologies to Mabika and Princess present, Kurnevad, Kaizam, Kalipi. Stop it there. Kaizam, Kalipi, Brink, Peace, Kavanchava, Hadeve, Pumza, and Direko. Can we go to resolutions?
I get the silence in court, colleagues.
My apology, I forgot to unmute. My apology, Honorable Khadebe, it's you who's causing me to forget to unmute. I was still saying the committee will be having ongoing engagement with the IEC, SALGA, Demarcation Board, and DECOC. We must put all of them there, not only the two. And then until the local government elections to discuss issues of preparations until the day of voting. It cannot be on the day of voting. Until the day of voting. There should be a joint portfolio committee with Home Affairs to discuss the electoral regulations with the IEC and DCOPCO. That should include demarcation board and SALGA as well. There should be reports of the provincial electoral officers on support provided to them by provinces. The committee should consider having engagements around the executive mayoral systems versus executive committee system in the municipalities. The meeting adjourns at 23:47. Can I get a mover and seconder? Mover and seconder of the minutes.
Ukaba say I move.
And then seconder.
I'll second, Chair.
Seconded by Trevor, ne?
No, Chair, it's Brink.
Brink.
It's Brink, my apologies. Brink. Next set of the minutes with Etekwini Metro on the progress made with regard to Ward 52. The date of the meeting was the 7th of April. Present Jireko, Pumza, Hadewe, Apology, Kavanchava, Tou, Brings peace with the apology of Madika, Mkalipi Kleza with the apology of Butelezi, and present Honorable Khomevad M.R. Let's go to the resolutions. The municipality will investigate the concern raised by the steering committee of Bambai, and the report on the findings will be submitted to the committee on the 15th of April 2021, not 2020. That's why maybe Honorable Mkalipi was saying there's no progress. The committee requests to get a comprehensive report in 7 days' time. In 7 days' time on all issues raised by the petitioners, including a report in relation to those employees allegedly dismissed from the DNS project as a result of writing petitions on their exploitation, as well as the human settlement matters leading to applications. 7 days from the date of the 7th of April. Can I get the mover or seconder? And seconder on this minute?
Can I raise a matter arising, Chair?
Yes.
The 15th April 2021 is long gone and past. What is the way forward?
Before you came in, we resolved that when we start our meeting next week, you must be given a submission register. And in that meeting, let's decide on a way forward of all the minutes of our decisions.
Okay, Chair. No.
You hear?
With that explanation, I move.
Moved by Mkalipi, supported by who?
Zache.
By Dev. Thank you, colleagues. Next step of minutes. minutes of Thursday, the 8th of April, presenting by the Department of Traditional Affairs and the National House on implementation of the Traditional and Christian Leadership Act and the progress on the implementation of the 2017 Indaba. Present Direko Mpumza Khadebe, absent, apology, with apology. So, Kavan Chava present, Brinks Peace present, apology, Mabika present, Kalipi present, Leza, apology, Butelezi present. Correct. Can we move to the resolutions, please? Due to time constraints, the committee will not consider the issue of the implementation of the resolution of the 2017 Traditional Leadership Indaba. The day of 22nd April will be set aside to discuss the matter. Kosikazi Ngonyama must provide the committee with written submission on issues raised in terms of the TKLA. The committee will meet next month to ascertain the progress made in terms of the implementation plans for the TKLA. The committee must have a full day to discuss the role of women in traditional leadership. Meeting adjourned at 23:30. Can I have a mover and a seconder of this minute? Colleagues, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Need a move in a second.
I move, Baba, sir. So,
can I get a seconder, please?
I'll second, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Cornevald, for seconding this. 13th of April. Minutes of the 13th of April deals with the follow-up meeting with Amatole. Present Direko Khadebe Mpumza Kavanchava, apology to present Brinks Peace, apology Mabika, present Mukalipi Kaisa, apology Princess Butelezi, and then present Honorable Cronewald. Resolutions. The MEC needs to continue giving the Portfolio Committee an update on Section 135A intervention invoked in Amatole District. Provincial leadership needs to find mechanism to resolve all the issues facing the district. I think here we meant provincial EXCO. Let's be specific. The Amatlhati District local needs to write a report to the PC submitted on 15 April detailing the steps to be taken in relation to the KPMG and the catering reports. In the next quarter, the committee must call Amatole and OR District to brief it on the Amatole Water Board issues. There needs to be an audit of MPECs to ensure availability of critical skills and appointment of suitably qualified people. There needs to be an audit of impacts to assess, not ensure. There. The meeting adjourns at 10 to 2 the following day. That's how you colleagues can work, eh? 10 to 2 a.m. the following day from 19 hours. Go. You will hit it. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this minute?
I'll move, Chair.
Honorable Honevard moves. Seconder?
I'll second, Chair.
Pleasure second. Then we move to the meeting of the 15th of April. SALDA Annual Performance Plan.
Sorry, minutes of 14.
The Municipal Demarcation Board, my apologies. 14th of April is the Demarcation Board. Present, Dire Kompumzat, Hadere, Kavanchava, Tuhu, Briggs, Peace, Mkalipi, Teza, Butelezi, Hornevard, with an apology of Honorable Mavik. Resolutions. The committee commended the Demarcation Board for its good work of getting the limitation of what's done in time for the local government election, taking into account the difficulty brought along by COVID. Committee requested the board to finish it with a research report on the impact of amalgamation. Committee requests the board to share the maps of what the MDB be part and parcel of the district development model in the municipality is to cut across everyone in the value chain. The demarcation board should be committed to ensuring the demarcation of municipality boundaries as a result of the creation of sustainable municipalities. The committee will continue to engage on the issues of amalgamation. Can I get a mover in the second of the minute?
Hadebe move, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Hadebe. Can I get a seconder?
Hey, Baba second, Chair. Baba Chair second.
Yes. Seconded by Honorable Baba. We're moving to the next sets of minutes, 15 April, follow-up meeting. Sorry, my apology, briefing by SALDA on the annual performance plan. Colleagues present, Direko Mpumza, Hadere Kavanchava Tuhu, Brings Peace, Kalipi Teza, Nevalu, the apologies of Mavika and Princess Butelesi. Resolutions. The local government funding model needs to be relooked in order to assist with sustainability of municipalities. SALDA must revisit its promise to the committee in relation to the review of local government legislation and policy, including the review of the white paper on local government. meeting adjourned at 23:20. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please?
I move, Chair Hadebe.
Hadebe moves. Suppose seconded by who, please?
Direko, Chair.
Seconded by Direko. Thank you so much, colleagues. The next set of minutes is the minutes of the 20th of April. Follow-up meeting with the City of Homotuba, the local municipality, and Ibrahim Mohale, present, Direko Mpumza Hadebe, Tohu, Travanchava, Brink, Peace, Apology of my Bika, present, Mkalipi, Kaisa, Butelezi, and Kronevat. Resolutions, please. Resolution, the matter between Mpapuri Consulting and Fitakomu local municipality must be referred to the provincial coxswain and provincial treasurer with the assistance of DICO to be reviewed, and report must be submitted to the committee within a month. The way forward on the matter will be determined after receipt of this report. If Ibrahim Mohale local municipality must submit a full report on the issues regarding the settlement and the subsequent acceptance of the resignation of the former MM, all the relevant documentation as paragraph 21 of the presentation must accompany the report, as well as the settlement agreement signed on 12 October. You must put a date there. It was 12 October when she by the municipality, all this information must be submitted by 30 April. Meeting adjourned 23:47. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Mover and seconder, please.
Hadebe, I move, Chair, in absentia of others.
Seconder, please. Can I get the seconder, please?
Second, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Kaza. This is the last set of minutes we're considering today, the minutes of the 21st of April. On the DTA annual performance plan held on the 21st of April. Colleagues who were present are Direko Mpumza, Hadebe, Kabanchava, Tohu, Brinks, Peace, Kalipi, Kleza, and Kornewald, with the apology of Mabika and Princess Butelezi. Resolution, the Department of Traditional Affairs must pay attention to the issue of dilapidated infrastructure in some traditional cultures, as to ensure that the infrastructure is usable as an alternative means of community access to government services in rural areas. The meeting adjourns at 21:20. Can I get a mover and a seconder?
Hadebe with H, move.
Seconded by Speech. Seconded by Speech. Okay.
Then Honorable Mukalipi, why is Honorable Mukalipi laughing, Chair?
No. Order, Honorable Hadef. So that's it. We have adopted. We've got three more. that are not yet finalized. And then can you make it a standard rule? You can't sit here and adopt minutes like that. Can we make the, we are meeting next week on the 18th. Can we have all those outstanding minutes and we make the standard that for the week, we must get them the following week, all of them, the minutes. Because there's a Friday and a Monday only meeting on Tuesday. So we are going to, we are dealing with the budget vote on Thursday. It's from 2:15, ne? Or 16:15. Honorable Director, what time? I'll quickly check the times, but I think we are having a budget. What time is it, Honorable Director?
Yeah, starting at 2, Chair. Why are you asking, Derek? I'm the one who's sitting in the Chief's Forum. Ask me.
My apologies. Honorable.
I'll send you a program.
Member.
Thursday from 2 o'clock. I'll send you a program of National Assembly.
Member of the Programming Committee. I tend to forget that we have got a member in the program. So it's 2 o'clock to 4:15, eh?
Yes.
I tend to forget. I will always remember that now. So, colleagues, I want to wish you well in your budget vote debate. Then the program for next week, post the budget vote. We have agreed that Amanda will do. There was also an invitation by Salzai, so pity it clashes with our budget vote. They have an assembly meeting that starts the 14th and 15th. If I'm not mistaken. The 13th and 14th, she's in there. The Salga Assembly. That means for those of you who can attend on the 14th. But also it can be because we are expected to attend other budget votes of other committees. Can you send an apology to Salga from the committee, Shirin? That we won't be able to attend due to the budget votes that are taking place in Parliament on both years. Yes, then we are having our budget votes from Honorable. Yes, it's from 14 hours to 16:15. It will be ourselves together with the head on the same day. Then I wanted us to quickly go through the second term program of the committee. I believe it has been shared with you. Then there was the issue of times as well. Naturally, they didn't put it. It looks, you need to update it and put the times. Our budget vote is at 2 o'clock to 4:15. Then there are mini plenaries there. Then it's 19 hours. I was thinking, having adopted the minutes, there are issues that are outstanding that we need to infuse in this program, Shirin. Like on the 19th, you need to find what we need to do to push all the issues. There are those that have good follow-up, but we'll discuss these issues on Tuesday when we meet. Yes. when we meet on Tuesday. But I think there are matters that are urgent that need to be infused on these days where there are many plenaries. You need to go back to the resolution register so that there are things that we need to dispose of during this term. There are those that we specific that we're going to deal with them in this second term. So let's bring them back here. Then once done, and if there are issues, members also feel colleagues, we need to give them urgent priority, send them so that we put them on these open days that we are having here. Can we move along that? There was the issue of the 4SA thing that Honorable Bring raised is very urgent. We need to put it here. And we didn't go there and look on those issues. So these are some of the issues that we can utilize these available days prior to us going to constituency.
We lost the chair.
Okay, my apologies. I was cut. Calip is your hand up.
No, Chair, I was saying we lost you. I didn't hear you.
I was still saying that we will have not completed our oversight visit if by the end of the week we receive all those progress reports. There might be issues that we feel are not adequately covered. So I would like the members to indicate so that it's on the 13th and last submission. Can you hear me, colleagues? Colleagues, can you hear me?
We do hear you, Chair.
So I'm saying, as from the 14th, we can make a determination whom are we calling. So by the time Shireen gets the last submission at 15 hours on the 13th, colleague must indicate to me, to us, in the secretariat on the 14th to say which ones are we
Chair, it sounds like your Gauteng connection has finally failed.
Gauteng is overpopulation. That is why we short with the signal.
Chair must go back to Limpopo. Limpopo. We're still here, Chair, waiting for you to attend the meeting. Colleagues, can you hear the Chair?
Not at all.
So for no boss, shall I get big? I'm a man, so boy.
I'm here. Can you all hear the Chair, colleagues?
Yeah, ask him to say again, big.
Yes, she has asked me to attend the meeting. Apparently, the network has gone terribly worse. So we are done, colleagues. Thank you so much for your attendance and your fully participation in the meeting. Despite all the challenges, meeting stands again. Thank you so much.
Oh, siyabonga, siyabonga, Pungani.
Bonge mina mama.
I'm going to stand this kundla kodwa. Hey,
hayi akathandi ikundla sithanda yena.
Awumancane wena mamphiko ngikufuna ukufika. Imthando yeikhundla.
Imsebenzi yomuntu yamla.